In the aftermath of the dramatic events in Belgrade, Secretary of State Colin Powell has decided that U.S. aid to Yugoslavia should continue. $50 million, the second half of a U.S. aid package, hinged on Yugoslavia's progress toward democracy and cooperation with the U.N. War Crimes Tribunal. Announcing the decision today, the State Department said it will keep up the pressure on Belgrade. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
A U.S. law intended to reinforce democracy in Yugoslavia required the administration to certify the country's level of progress in three areas, including cooperation with war crimes investigators. At stake was U.S. financial aid and U.S. support for IMF and World Bank loans to Belgrade. Yugoslavia's cooperation with the War Crimes Tribunal has been minimal. Belgrade turned over a Bosnian Serb suspect the week before last, but President Vojislav Kostunica says the War Crimes Tribunal lacks legitimacy, and he says Slobodan Milosevic will not be extradited to The Hague. The Bush administration knows the shortcomings. State Department spokesman Richard Boucher.
We have seen the beginnings of cooperation. We think that cooperation has been adequate to certify that they meet the minimum threshold of our law. But the Secretary qualified that decision by saying that we want to see continued cooperation before we support a donor's conference.
An international donors conference is expected to be held this summer, the purpose to help Yugoslavia's shattered economy. Boucher says the U.S. will not support or help organize such a conference unless Belgrade continues to cooperate with war crimes investigators. But obtaining extradition of Slobodan Milosevic, Boucher says, is not necessarily the criterion.
It remains our goal to see him face justice in The Hague. We should be absolutely clear about that. We should be absolutely clear that we want that to take place sooner rather than later. But the overall standard that we will use in looking at the donors' conference is whether they continue to make progress on their commitments toward full cooperation with the tribunal.
Although there is no guarantee that Milosevic will ever stand trial in an international court, his arrest makes it easier for the administration to justify continued aid to Yugoslavia. Senator Patrick Leahy, who co-authored the certification law, welcomes the arrest of Milosevic, but he says it's not enough. Leahy calls certification premature. So does Richard Dicker, director of the International Justice Program of Human Rights Watch.
The authorities in Belgrade need to make a public commitment that indeed they will arrest and surrender to the War Crimes Tribunal all of those individuals who have been indicted by the tribunal for crimes against humanity and war crimes. There has been no such statement forthcoming from Belgrade up till this time.
But there are strong arguments to continue assistance. The Kostunica government has taken concrete steps toward democracy. The U.S. wants to encourage those efforts. Washington also is acutely aware of new unrest in southern Serbia, Kosovo, and Macedonia. The fear is that withdrawing aid could further destabilize the Balkans. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.